they've started non-stop bombarding us with rocket launchers. That's the first time that they've hit us with rocket launchers. They normally bombarded us with mortar bombs and tank shells, but from today, it's like the UN gave the Syrian government the green light to kill more. From 6 a.m., non-stop rockets. We have over 50 bodies now, Baba Amr. 25 of them, we don't have any names. We don't know who they are. They don't have any faces. The faces are all smashed in, no legs, no hands. They don't even look like human bodies.
How do you know that, Danny? Are you able to get out? How are people sharing information?
I'm in Baba Amr. I saw it all in front of my eye. I was in a field hospital. It was terrible. No one knows what to do. The second field hospital, a rocket landed on it. So they damaged the whole field hospital, killed the doctors, killed the patients in it. So now we only have one field hospital left. Not enough doctors, not enough places to put all the people on. So we've got them on the floor. It's terrible. We can't get out. You can't run out of Baba Amr because they've shut it all with tanks and barricades. Anyone who's trying to get out, they're shooting him and they're bombarding us. So they're trying to kill us all with bombarding.
Is this targeted specifically against Baba Amr or other parts of the city as well?
They're hitting all Homs, but they're hitting this area the most.
Why?
Because we've got a bit of a free army here, and we've got it. And Baba Amr's been freed for like 10 days. The regime can't get in here. So they're not sending any armies in here. They just started bombarding us now.
Is the free army fighting back?
How's it going to fight back against rockets? All they have are Kalashnikovs and handguns and some machine guns and some RBJ rockets. And we're shut down by security forces, shut down by tanks. And they're bombarding us from 15 kilos away with trucks, with rockets on top of them. Non-stop, every minute a rocket lands. There's more than 300 rockets landed just in Baba Amr today. This is randomly bombarding. They're getting it on rooftops, on people, in their houses, in their kitchen, living rooms.
And does this mean then that the Baba Amr presumably is cut off? What does it mean for people for water, food, just trying to survive?
We've got food in Baba Amr from before, but if they keep this on for 5 or 6 days, we will be cut off. You can hear while I'm on the phone, that's a sniper shooting anyone who's crossing the street that he can see.
So explain this to me. They're bombarding from some distance away, but they have snipers as well inside the city?
They have snipers on all the long buildings, all around us, all in Homs. Just around Baba Amr, all around Homs. If you want to cross the street, you have to run. You can't walk.
What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know. No one does anything about it. They'll kill us all. That's what's going to happen. If the UN or no one does anything about it, we can't fight a whole army, can we?
What would you like the UN to do?
Get in here and help us. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? I'm a human being that wants to be saved. I want their help. We can't keep it like this. We didn't want the Arab League to do anything about it. We wanted the UN to do something, and then the UN abandoned us.
So you feel that you're on your own in Homs now?
Yes, the UN gave the Assad regime the green light to kill more.
I know it was at the UN. It was the Russians and the Chinese who vetoed any resolution on Syria. Do you have a message for them?
Yes. For Russia and China? They have Syrian blood on their hands. It's their fault we're dying. It's their fault our women are being raped. It's their fault our children are being killed.
Okay.
If it wasn't for them, we would have finished a long time ago.
By finished, you mean what?
Finish of the regime. We would have had freedom. This is all for one word. We're only asking for freedom. This is why we're getting killed. I go out on the street and say freedom, I get shot.